Okay. Next case, please. Now, 11,848.
Is case number 11848, application of Michael J. Snedeker and Lanny B. Snedeker seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the east side of Derrickson Drive, approximately 512 feet south of Old Millbridge Road. The 911 address is 36379 Derrickson Drive, Selbyville. The tax map, or the zoning map, zoning district is AR1. Tax map is 533, map 12, parcel 50. For the benefit of the record, this application is a 1.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for one corner of the front of the dwelling, as depicted on the survey, which you have with copies of the application. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and there were no mail returns on this application. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Nope.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael J. Snedeker, 36379 Derrickson Drive, Selbyville.
Everybody right here?
Lane Snedeker, 36379 Derrickson Drive, Selbyville.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Ray Tomasetti. I represent the Snedekers, and the picture that's being circulated around is just a picture of the corner of the dwelling, which violates the setback. The little bit of background is I represented Mr. and Mrs. Snedeker when they bought the property in May of this year. The house and the garage were certificate appliance. Compliance was issued by Sussex County back in September 30th of 1982, and I've attached a copy to our application. Mr. and Mrs. Drake had the house built, so this house has been there for 34 years together with the garage. The Drake subsequently sold the property to James and Susan Duran in June of 2010, and then I represented my clients in May of this year. This issue came up because of our settlement and survey that was done, and I've attached to the application a copy of the survey done by Simpler Surveying, and the survey was done in May of this year, and it shows the lot, and it shows the violation. The hard part is looking at the picture, because the way the house had to be placed on the property some 34 years ago, given the unique shape of the lot. If you look at the lot, it's kind of tough to meet all the setbacks. It's the 15 foot on the left side, the 20 in the back, and the 30 in the front. So in order to get that lot, the house on that lot, the original owners had to really gerrymander that the house to make it fit. We're seeking the variance, which is the 1.2 feet, to have the house be in compliance with the Sussex County Code. The issues that we have before you, as I've mentioned, the survey shows the uniqueness of this property. It shows the lot has an unusual lot size and shape, and given that, it's kind of hard to comply with the zoning code. Obviously, if you look at it and trying to even move the house, the lot could not otherwise be developed to meet all the setbacks. And that's why the garage, if you look at it, and the other pictures are attached, how it's set on that lot. Now, as I mentioned, the house has been there for 34 years, and the Drakes, the original owners, placed that house on the property, and it was not the hardship here tonight that we're seeking, this exceptional practical difficulty, was not created by the Snedekers. The actual house itself, because it's been there for some 34 years, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's my understanding that other variances have been granted in the neighborhood, given the lot size, and talking to my clients, they've indicated that other neighbors have been here before, but given some of the setback issues. And the variance that we're seeking is the minimum variance, that the 1.2 feet to actually have this property comply. So it's really that one corner, and that's why I just have that picture showing that area. I'm going to ask Mike to come forward and Mike, have I accurately depicted the facts as to the criteria for the variance here tonight?
Yes, you have, yep.
Okay.
Okay, excuse me. Let's see if there was any questions from members of the board. Let's start with you, Mr. Mills.
Yes, is this picture looking from Derrickson Drive?
It's
okay, and your survey shows that there's a shed on the left side of the property, but it's not in here?
It's not in that picture.
Sir, you need to...
Come forward, just explain about this.
In that picture, the shed is on the, it's behind the garage picture there.
Because the way that's the hard part in looking at this picture. If you look at the garage, that the garage is really, the way the garages are, that's that portion here. If you look at the picture, if you look at the picture, the garage is really like this. Okay. It's really, as I'm saying, it's unusual shaped how they had to get on the property. Mm-hmm. So the shed is really...
In the rear.
It's more in the rear, but the rear is technically here.
Right.
And that's what makes it difficult. That's the hard part. If you look at that picture, it's really... And there's a couple more pictures attached to try to show that, but it's really how they had to get the house on the property to make even the garage work.
Right.
Right.
So, okay. Well, I mean, we didn't have the other pictures attached, so thank you. That explains it. No other questions.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Becker?
Yeah, I can see how this happened. The inspector went to the south side instead of the north side, right?
Possibly.
And he pulled his tape and he said, you're okay.
That's a good possibility that happened that way.
Yeah, that's probably what happened, yeah. No other questions.
Okay.
No questions.
It's actually a corner of the garage. Not the whole garage.
Just the back corner.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. Sharp?
Is there edge of paving? Does it match up to the property line? Or is there a difference there?
On the paving. Do you want to explain about the paving?
What's the question?
The paving for Derrickson Drive, does that match up to the front property line? Or is there a difference there? Is there a gap?
There's no paving. It's crush and run.
Okay. But does it go up to your property line?
I would imagine, yeah.
Okay.
Because there's a property line.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. All right. You have any flooding in your property at all?
This storm, it came up over the bulkhead.
Okay. And as far as you know, there were no additions made after the certificate of occupancy was granted, certificate of appliance was granted, right?
No.
Okay. All right. No further questions. Thanks.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I agree there's a certain uniqueness with the property because of the way that it's laid out, and I think in the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property since it's already developed, and it wasn't developed or created by the applicant. Didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be a detriment. I think it's a minimum to afford relief and make a motion. We approve case number 11,848.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,848. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Brecker?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway. For the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,848 is approved.
Thank you so much, and have a great night. Thank you.